This is KUT. The death of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, one of the court's most conservative justices, could affect the outcome of some very important cases before the country's highest court. And many of those high-profile cases originate in Texas. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
At least four big cases with Texas ties are before the court. One is United States v. Texas. There, the court will weigh in on whether one of President Obama's executive orders regarding immigration should go into effect. Another Texas case, Evanwell v. Abbott, could impact how states draw political districts. And Fisher v. University of Texas is yet another test of the constitutionality of affirmative action. Ultimately, University of Texas law professor Sandy Levinson says Scalia's absence will have an impact, but it's hard to tell exactly what it will be.
Except there is one way his absence certainly does matter. There is zero probability now that the Supreme Court can overrule Roe v. Wade.
The case Levinson is talking about is Whole Women's Health v. Hellerstadt, another Texas case. This case decides the fate of two provisions in HB 2, the law that imposed tighter restrictions on abortion clinics in Texas. Even though the case could lose its precedential impact, meaning this case likely won't be the new standard states could look to when writing abortion laws, former NARAL attorney Blake Rocap says the stakes are still high for Texas women.
Justice Kennedy rules to uphold the law, we'll have a 4-4 decision, and the Fifth Circuit's opinion will become the law in Texas, and the stay will be lifted, and six clinics will close immediately, and there'll be no clinics left in the state west of I-35.
Actually, a lot of cases will still hinge on how Justice Anthony Kennedy, the swing vote, eventually votes. Professor Levinson says that's pretty much how things were, even before Scalia died.
There is something somewhat troublesome about the number of times major issues are decided by one vote. I'm not saying that it would necessarily be a good thing to have a court of eight for 2 or 3 years, but we'd learn to live with it.
Levinson says now the Supreme Court has a greater possibility of tie votes, which means lower court opinions would stand in those cases. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.